Josie Show. And now your host for the Josie Show, Miss Josie Pasadena.
Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome to the Josie Show. I'm Josie Pasadena. Thank you all so much for listening in tonight. We have a fun show planned for y'all. We have some really talented artists coming on our show tonight as well. So planned tonight to join us is guest and JMA nominee, Josie Music Award nominee, Jack Phillips. Jack worked with producer Bobby Flores and is an outstanding Western swing and traditional country fiddle player. Yeah. And then coming back to Josie's show is JMA nominee Debbie Kelly. And Debbie is a longtime friend of the Josie show and has a brand new album out that we are going to chat about. So stay tuned into the whole show. You will not want to miss a second of it. All right. My first guest is here. Everyone, please welcome the talented Jack Phillips. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm looking forward to chatting with you. Been looking forward to it for sure. So I wanted to ask you, first off, can you start off by telling all of our listeners how old you are currently?
I just turned 12 years old.
12 years old. Wow, 12 years old, and you're already on an incredible path, and you're just going places, which I think is just phenomenal. You're doing your thing. And how did you first get interested in making music?
Well, I've been to Turkey, Texas, to the Bob Wills Day celebration every year since I was born, and I've watched people like Jody Nix and Jason Roberts from the foot of the stage mm-hmm. since I was in diapers.
Yes. Wow. That's amazing. And you're just an incredible fiddle player. How did you learn how to play the fiddle?
Well, after I got my first fiddle for Christmas, I started taking from a lady that was kind of local. And then that summer, I met Bobby Flores, who's my mm-hmm. current instructor, along with Hank Singer, when our schedules meet.
Yes. Oh, well, that's awesome. Well, we know Bobby Flores. He's been on our show a few times. So how much fun is it working with Bobby Flores?
It is so much fun. He is an awesome musician, and he's an amazing record producer.
Absolutely. He's phenomenal. Such a great talent. And who are some of the artists that you look up to?
You know, people like Bobby Flores, Jay Cooker, Jody Nix, Hank Singer, mm-hmm. and some of my musical inspirations have been people like Bob Wills, Farron Young, Ray Price, Johnny mm-hmm. Bush, and others.
Yes, well, you have an amazing list of people who inspire you in your music, for sure. And I think it's great, and they're all, you know, just traditional and just, you know, not only that, but just very, very awesome players as well. And I wanted to ask, because you obviously are in school and you're doing that and you're still doing your music. So what do all of your friends think about what you do?
Well, most of my friends are fellow musicians, and most of the time we just hang out mm-hmm. or book a gig somewhere. But there are a few kids around mm-hmm. that might come to a show if I'm playing local. I'm on the road a lot.
Oh. Oh, I'm sure you are. Well, that's a lot of fun, though. And it's really cool that you're able to, you know, meet other artists and find friends and hang out with people who also do what you do. You know what I mean? You have stuff in common.
Yeah, we do.
Very nice. Yes. And what is your favorite part about performing on stage?
Well, what I like most is seeing how the people react to the songs I play and watching all the people on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have a lot of dancers when you perform.
Most mm-hmm. of the time.
I'm sure. I'm sure a lot of people get up and dance when you start playing. I know I would. Great. And so I wanted to also mention, you just had an album come out. So how much fun was it making your new album?
It was so much fun. I got to make my own arrangements and play lead fiddle, harmony fiddle, mandolin, rhythm guitar, and lead guitar. So.
Wow. And did you, like, you took lessons for all of that to learn?
Fiddle and guitar, fiddle and guitar.
Nice. Wow. That's incredible. I think more people need to learn how to play an instrument. That's what I think. That's very, very cool.
Yep.
And what else would you like to tell us about your brand new album?
It includes the songs that are the closest to my heart, which most are Bob Wills songs, but there's one that Hank Singer wrote on there called Flower of the Flock, and then there's the one song that came from my hometown, which is called Just Because.
Nice. Very nice. Well, it's a great album, and I know many people are going to love it and want to get it after the show. And we do have a couple of your songs that we are going to play for everybody tonight, so we're excited about that. And, you know, for people who don't know, you love to play traditional and Western swing music. What made you love that so much? Is that something that your parents listened to in the household and you just picked up on it?
It was, yeah.
Nice. Very cool. I love that. Well, we have a song here called Texas Blues. So how about we play this song right now and we'll be right back, okay?
Do it. All right.
Perfect. Stay right with us. We'll be right back with more from Jack Phillips. Here is Texas Blues, and stay right there at the Jersey Show. Hit it.
Thank you.
Yes, and we're back at the Josie Show. That was Texas Blues by the wonderful Jack Phillips, and we're back with Jack right now. You have some really great comments in the chat room. Debbie Kelly says, he sounds awesome. And Janice Sassy Pants in the chat room says, sounds young and full of talent. That's awesome. Let's see here. I also wanted to get out your website for everyone to be able to check you out. I know that your website is jackphillipsmusic.com, right? So if they go there, they can find all of your information and everything about you, right?
Yes, they can find my schedule, pictures mm-hmm. of past performances, and they can also order my CD from there.
Perfect. Yes, please make sure you guys check it out, jackphillipsmusic.com. Check it out right now. You will not regret it. It's wonderful. And are you working on anything new that you could tell us about?
Well, I've been coming up with some ideas for a new record, which include some more traditional country and maybe one or two originals of mine and some pretty awesome duets, so...
Yes, well, that's very exciting, and I love that you're mixing it up and throwing in some duets in there as well. I know you, I'm sure you enjoy doing those, right?
I do.
Yes, I know that you have a song out, Milk Cow Blues, that you did with Leon Roche. Can you tell us about that one?
Man, that was the first song that I ever sang, and I think Leon was the one that made it famous, so it was really an honor to get to do that song with him.
You guys are just both fabulous, for sure. That's what did it. You guys are just fantastic. And I'm excited because I have this song with us right now. So let's play Milk Cow Blues, and we'll be right back, okay? Stay with us. I'm excited. Here we go. Milk Cow Blues.
Gotta treat me right, day by day. Get out your little prayer book, get out on your knees and pray, 'cause you're gonna need my help someday. Yeah, you're gonna be sorry you treat me this way. Keep
happy home. Well, good evening. Don't that sun look good going down? When your lover ain't around. Baby, to get along with you. Now I'm gonna tell you what I'm fixing to do. Lord, I'm gonna stop my crying and leave you alone. If you don't think I'm leaving, Big Mama, just count the days I'm gone. Cause they gonna see my sweet face no more.
And we are back. That was Milk Cow Blues, Jack Phillips, and Leon Rausch. I'm so excited that I was able to play this one. I just love it. And it's so beautiful. So I'm so glad we were able to play Texas Blues and Milk Cow Blues. And I wanted to ask, what do you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music to, like, relax, some downtime?
Well, I like to go fishing, I like to play some chess, but most of all, I like to go what I call, and some people call picking, you know, like American Pickers. I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah.
And
very cool.
I like stuff like vinyl records and like model cars, antique model cars, and like antique model trains.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff.
That's so very cool. Very cool. You like to collect. That's really neat. You don't see a lot of 12-year-olds that like to collect like antique items and stuff like that. That is very, very, very neat. What a cool hobby.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, I'm sure. Very cool. Well, I also wanted to wish you a big, huge, huge congratulations on your nomination at the 2017 Josie Music Awards. I'm so excited to be able to finally meet you.
and I'm really looking forward to meeting you face to face at the Music Awards.
Yes, well, I am super excited as well. So big time congratulations. And what are you most excited about for this big event? Anytime you're in Nashville, I'm sure is amazing.
Well, that's one thing. It'll be my first time to go to Nashville. And the other thing is I'm really excited about the red carpet and meeting new people there.
Yes, you're going to get to meet a whole bunch of other artists and, new fans out there. And you're going to rock the red carpet. You are. You're going to take tons of pictures, and they're going to look all amazing. I know it. So you're going to have a lot of fun. So I'm very excited that you're going to be joining us and your first time in Nashville. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Are you excited to do some sightseeing and stuff?
I am.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's going to be so much fun for you. I love it. Well, I can't wait to meet you. So I'm just super excited. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And please, everyone, make sure you go and check out jackphillipsmusic.com. right now. And Jack, thank you.
Well, thank you for interviewing me.
Anytime. The pleasure's all mine. We'll have you back on, okay? Because you're very talented, so I'm sure we're going to have you back on many times. All right. I hope you have a great rest of your night, and also have a great 4th of July, okay?
All right. You too.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Jack Phillips, everyone, please make sure you go and check him out. He is just incredible, an incredible fiddle player, incredible artist. So you need to go and check him out. And like I said, he's only 12 years old. So can you imagine when he's 18 or 21? And, you know, I mean, I can't even imagine. He's going to be all over the place performing everywhere. I could already see it. Carnegie Hall, he's going to be all over. I already see it. I could see, I'm seeing into that future right there, for sure. And he's just phenomenal. So we definitely look forward to seeing what is next for Jack Phillips. And make sure you go and find him at jackphillipsmusic.com. Go and check it out. And it looks like we have some more announcements here that I would love to get through here really quickly, if y'all don't mind, because we have a whole bunch of things that are happening as of right now. We've been kind of we've been very, very busy with everything that we're planning for the Josie Music Awards. And so we're very excited to be able to spend the whole week with all of you. So please make sure you plan to spend the whole weekend with us at the Josie Music Awards. We will have activities happening Friday, September 15th, Saturday, September 16th, including our pre-party gathering. I'm so excited. I can't even speak right now. So keep an eye out for all those details to come. And then, of course, spend the day with us at the Josie Music Awards on September 17th at the Nissan Stadium in all of this in Nashville, Tennessee. So we are just super excited. We're looking through all of the performance tapes with our panel, and we're getting there. We're getting there. There was about 703 in total there that we had sent to us. And boy, there's so many talented artists out there. I wish that I could have everybody perform, but we do only have like 20, 22 at most spots for the Josie Music Awards, and my goodness. But we will have performers on our other stages as well. So we're definitely going to have just a grand old time for sure. And any songwriters out there, if so, I hope y'all have entered the Josie Music Awards songwriting competition. If not, get that song recorded in a rough demo and send it on in to us. The grand prize winner will receive 2 full production recordings of their winning song and one more by the best in the business, Mark Mosley, of Sound Control Studio and Moswright Records. He has recorded many famous Opry stars and stars in so many different genres. That's what we love about him. He does all genre. He works with just all these mega stars. But also what I really love is that he supports independent artists and will help them and work with them as well. So I think that's just amazing. We just love him. And so outside of the contest, if you are seeking a great place to record, please make sure you check out soundcontrolstudio.com for all of those great details and ask for Mark Mosley. And please tell him that Josie sent you. But yes, check him out. And as you guys know, our official 2017 nomination list is out. It has been out. So please make sure you check that out at josiemusicawards.com. And over the next 2 weeks, we will be announcing performers for the 2017 Josie Music Awards. So please keep an eye out on all of our Facebook pages. And also josiemusicawards.com for all the details. So far, we were able to announce a lot thus far, and we have such a really great lineup of performers, so we're very, very excited about it. And I would love to list off all of the performers that we have. So, so far, we still are choosing. We are still choosing performers, but so far, we have Manny Cabo, who was from The Voice, included in his performance at the Josie Music Awards, going to be Megan Ruger from The Voice as well. Rich Redman, Jason Aldean's drummer, and the entire Thompson Square Band will be backing him as well. So it's going to be just a wonderful performance by all of them. Also, we have Court Carpenter, Maggie Baugh, Ryan Cowan, all the way from Canada. So that's going to be amazing. Taylor X, who's an incredible performer. Richard Lynch Band, Danielle Kalia, Jimmy Parker, and Cad Beach. And so, yes, those are, and Celeste Kellogg. We're going to actually be posting that announcement. So here's a sneak peek for all of you that are listening into the Josie Show right now. We're about to announce that one on our Facebook page, Celeste Kellogg. So, yes, so we have some really great performers, and we're still announcing throughout, you know, we're probably going to still be doing that for a couple weeks. So, but, yeah, we're very excited. We have a great list going, and So we're super stoked about it. And if anyone ever has any questions that you would like to ask us about the Josie Show or Country Blast Radio or Josie Music Awards, and if we are not responding on our Facebook pages, we try to on a timely matter, but sometimes, you know, things kind of pass by us. We get a lot of messages, but please make sure you email us if it's important or if you have a serious question or any, you know, concerns or questions. Please make sure you email us so we'll be able to, you know, get that right away. So you could email tina@josieshow.com, tina@josieshow.com, and there we'll be able to email you. And yeah, we're excited about it. We're really looking forward to this. If you guys haven't seen it, we had the two great promos come out for the Josie Music Awards. You can check them out on YouTube. It's called 2017 Josie Music Awards promo and 2017 Josie Music Awards promo number 2. And Chris Ising made those incredible promos for us. So those are the official promos for the Josie Music Awards at the Nissan Stadium. So I hope you guys check that out and give a thumbs up on the video and subscribe to our channel and leave a comment. And yeah, we would love that so much. That would be amazing. And some other news that I really wanted to also talk about, which I thought was really, 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 really cool and kind of surprising, actually. Recently I got an email, which was completely out of the blue, from Reverb Nation, saying, you know, congratulations, you're top 10 on the Reverb Nation charts. And, you know, on my Reverb Nation, all I have is my song Teenage Girl. So I'm assuming it's the song Teenage Girl from when I was like 15, I recorded it. And, you know, I was 15 and, you know, it was completely new to me. I've always loved music, but it was so new to me. And, you know, we haven't really promoted it, but I don't know how it happened, but thank y'all so much for still continuing to love and support that song. And we're just so excited and thrilled to be on the top 10 of the Reverb Nation charts. That's just crazy. So thank you so much, everybody. And hopefully one of these days when I have time I'm able to slip into a recording studio, maybe I'll have some new music out, because I do still have to record Practice Boyfriend, which I was supposed to record a long time ago. However, we got backtracked due to us starting up the Josie Music Awards. So we were kind of like, darn it. But it's worth it. So the Josie Music Awards is our baby. So it's so worth it. But one of these days when things slow down, I would love to get into music some more and write with people and, you know, just maybe co-write or, you know, something fun like that. I love music, so that would be incredible. Janice Sassy Pants, congrats. Thank you. Thank you, Janice. Love you. You're awesome. You're awesome sauce. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Let's see here. JVP Kelly says, so thankful to have an autographed picture of the beautiful Debbie Kay, who's actually Debbie Kelly. She is going to be my next guest here coming up in just a short, you know, couple minutes. So we're very excited about it. So that is awesome that you have an autographed picture of her. She is amazing, super talented. We've had her on the Josie Show a few times, and she's just always a hoot. We always have such a really good time with her, so we're really excited to catch up with her tonight. We've been looking forward to it, so yeah. So if y'all follow me on Facebook, did you guys see my craziness that I had going on yesterday? Yesterday I was trying to, you know, get work done, announce, you know, a new performer, all this, and then all of a sudden my internet completely cuts down on me. I'm starting complete panic mode. I'm like, no, exactly like that. No, you know, that exact reaction. And we had to like literally pack everything up, all my computers. We had to pack up everything and run to Starbucks. And we look like such a sight. Everybody in Starbucks was like, what are these weirdos doing with all these computers and mics, all these sort of things. I'm sure we looked very special, but thank you, Starbucks. We appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. I'm glad y'all have good internet, because we would have been in so much trouble. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so it looks like my next guest is here. I'm so excited to catch up with the fabulous Debbie Kelly. It's always a treat. Debbie, hi.
Hi, Josie. How are you?
Doing great. How have you been?
Well, I've been good. I've actually been going good. From
well,
back
I'm...
and forth. I've been going back and forth from Pennsylvania to California, and when I'm in California now, and I don't have any internet, so it's hard for me to get on to, like, chat with anybody or anything. All I have is the internet on my phone, and it doesn't do well where I'm living. So, but I'm glad to be on. I had to come to my brother's to get on and be able to be here with you tonight. So thank you for having me tonight. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, anytime. Anytime. It's my pleasure. Well, thank goodness you were able to get over to your brother's. We're really happy about that. We've been having internet troubles and everything, and we understand the struggle. It's hard. I hear you, but we're just so excited to have you on. And congratulations also on being a nominee this year for the Josie Music Awards.
Thank you. This is my third time. You know what they say, third time's a charm. So hopefully.
Right? Absolutely. Well, you're very talented. We just love you. So we think it's going to be just so much fun to get to see you again.
I'm excited. I've already got my room in Nashville. I'm ready to go already, and it's still far away. So if I could go tomorrow,
I know, right? Better be prepared, though, right? I love that.
Exactly.
I love that. Well, that's great. Well, I'm so excited to see you again, and you have some really cool things happening for you right now. You have a brand new CD out titled Hello Hallelujah Through the Rain. So can you tell us a little bit about this?
Sure. When I decided I was going to do a CD, it was probably, I don't know, maybe a year ago, last June, maybe May, June, somewhere around there. And I kind of got a brainstorm. I was like, you know, I'm a songwriter, but I can kind of consider myself as like a lazy songwriter. I would rather sing than actually write the songs. So I sent out a text. Mm-hmm. I sent out an email over Facebook and said, hey, I want to do a CD, and I'm going to make this all about the songwriters. And so I had like almost 120 songs that were sent to me to look through and go through and. Yeah, it was a lot, let me tell you.
How do you choose?
And so it took a few months to go through them, and I actually was only going to do like 10 songs on this CD. And I ended up thinking, oh, well, maybe I'll do 12, and then I ended up doing 14. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't do any more than that. That's like a whole lot. And it's kind of funny because I had an interview on Monday, and the DJ that was doing it, he's like, you know, he goes, I have your first CD. He goes, and this CD is, like, really different than your first one. He says, your first one is kind of like all real low-tone vocals. He says, and this one's kind of like real high. I said, well, this one was kind of like different genres, more so than my other CDs, because most of my other CDs are basically one genre. It's either all traditional, all love songs, all tributes or whatever. So this one's kind of like everywhere. This is gospel. This is country rock. This is traditional. This is honky tonk. I mean, it's like all over the place. But it's such a CD that kind of shows the adversity that I can do more so than just the old Debbie Kelly. I'm so excited to have this CD out, and I really think the songwriters that sent their songs to me, and Teddy Grimstedt out of Finland, he was my producer. He's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And it took a year to get this CD done, but it finally got done. Yes. So excited.
Yes, I love that it has, you know, something for everyone, you know, different genres on it, but also, you know, I think that's just so cool. And, you know, I think that's what a lot of people are going to love about it. If you guys haven't, you know, had the chance to check it out, you guys really need to. And we are playing a couple songs here tonight for everybody. But there is a particular song here that we are going to play called Hello Hallelujah, which is actually nominated for Song of the Year. So can you tell us a little bit about this song and the writers? Yeah, so good.
Sure. Yes, actually, Kimberly Spoke and Kimberly, or Kim, I don't even know if I'm saying her last name right, but Him, I believe it is, and Doc McCready, they wrote Hello Hallelujah. And I guess they wrote it back several years ago. And when I was actually a DJ, she started sending me music, so she knew who I was. She knew I was a singer. Kimberly Smoke did. And so she asked the owner of the station just like recently last year. She's like, hey, you know, I've got this song. Do you think Debbie Kelly would sing it? He's like, yeah, sure. You know, just send her a message. And I'm sure she would. So she sent me a message, and she was like, I'm so scared to talk to you. I'm like, why? I'm just like you.
Yeah, why? Come on. You're like the nicest person ever. Come on, Al.
Thank you. And she was just like, I was so afraid to ask you if you would do this song. And I'm like, heck no. I said, send it over. You know, I said, let me see what I can do with it. Mm-hmm. And so she sent it to me, and it was a gentleman that had done a demo on it. So there was no background singers on it. There was no extra instruments or anything on it. So when I heard it, I was like, oh, my gosh, I have all these visions. And to me, do you know the song, the song about the squirrel, the revival song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it kind of reminded me. I can't even think of the name of that song.
Yeah.
But anyways, when I heard it, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, a gospel revival. I could just see, you know, being at a church and these people going crazy and wild and doing this and doing that. And so I was like, you know, that was my vision for this song. So I did, you know, the lead vocals and everything. And then I sent it to Teddy Grimston. And I said, okay, this is what I want. And so he had two backup singers there in Finland that actually came on and did the back vocals, the harmonies, and everything for that song. And I was like, oh, my gosh. He added Hammond guitar or Hammond organ and a couple other, like, claps and tambourines and all kinds of stuff. So this song actually kind of grew into what it is now. And,
yeah,
I actually did it on my boat. I know I was talking to your mom earlier about my boat. And,
oh my goodness! Yeah, my mom is so jealous. She wants to move in with you. I'm telling you, you got to be careful.
Well, I'm kind of excited about that song because, I mean, like I was saying, I have a studio in my Pittsburgh house, and I did all of the songs except for "Hello Hallelujah," all in my studio. And I was actually in California when I was recording it, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm on my boat. Where am I going to do this? You know, so I went into my room, and in my boat, my room has carpet all over the whole boat. Why the people did this, I don't know, but there's carpet. So it was perfect, you know, so I was like, this is the perfect place to do this. So I actually did it on my boat, and it actually turned out pretty good. So it was, I don't know, I just kind of liked the song.
That's awesome. Yes, it is a great song, and I hope everyone goes and checks out the CD. Where can people go to purchase your CD?
Actually, it's on all of the digital download sites that are out there. I don't even know how many is out there. What is it? Spotify, Amazon, CD Baby, all those crazy ones that are out there. But I also have a website, which is www.debbykelly.com. And if you scroll down to like the middle of the page, you'll see where it says the titles of all my CDs. And then just above it, it says click here to purchase. And then when you click that link, it'll send you straight over to the company that actually makes all my CDs. And then you just order it from there.
Nice. Well, get it, y'all. Go and check it out. And we are going to play Hello Hallelujah right now. So let's play it, and we'll be right back, okay? Do it.
All right.
All right. Stay right there with us. Here it is, Debbie Kelly's song, Hello Hallelujah. And we'll be right back in just a moment with more from Debbie Kelly. So stay right there here at the Josie Show.
I sing hello, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let that grain gather and play.
I shout hello, hallelujah.
We are back. That was Hello Hallelujah by Debbie Kelly, and we are back with her right now. And please make sure you go and get this wonderful CD and all those great, you know, digital download places. All the above, but when in doubt, go to DebbieKelly.com. You can't go wrong with the website,
exactly.
So go and check that out.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, there's so many download sites out there. You don't know where they are.
Exactly. I know. There are so many out there. So whatever you prefer to use, whatever is your go-to, you can find it there. So go and check it out. And I know that you also have Facebook and Twitter where you're able to communicate with, you know, new fans out there and artists and all that. So can you please give out all of your links, please?
Everything I have is Debbie Kelly. Everything. There's nothing different. If you just go to Google and type in Debbie Kelly, as long as you spell my name right, you'll find me. And it's DebyKelly. So, yes, I do have Twitter. I do have, I don't even know what it is. I used to have a MySpace. How old is that?
Oh, my goodness. I did, too. I don't even know. I think it's still up there.
No, they actually changed it because I had some really neat videos on there. When I went to get it, I couldn't even get into it. So it's totally different now, yeah. But my main go-to is Facebook. And but like I said, I don't have internet right now with me being on the boat. We're hoping there's we've called several different cable companies to come out to do internet for us, and they won't do it because they said that it has to be on a stationary pole or ground or whatever in the marina that we live in. They are allowing us. So there is another way that we could do it. And so I've already ordered all the parts and everything. So we're hoping to hopefully have internet next week. We're hoping. Crossing our fingers.
Perfect. Yes, right. Cross the fingers and toes and eyes and all of that. For sure. Well, then everyone message her, you know, next week.
Exactly.
And you will get a response.
When you see me on Facebook, like, going crazy, you know I've got internet again.
Yes, and then you got to hit her up, okay? Please, you got to do it. I love it. And I wanted to ask, of course, I know that you're really busy, you know, promoting and pushing the new CD out, but are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Maybe a music video sometime?
Actually, I'm hoping to do a video. But my thing right now is what I'm working on is trying to get some shows set up. And we actually have a few that we're looking at that we're hoping to do on the way back to Nashville. And that way, so if You know how they say it costs a lot to come from California to Nashville, but if you're working and doing shows, it's not so bad because you can get paid
exactly. Exactly. It helps. It really does. So you're definitely working on the putting together shows and all that. It takes a while.
Yes, right now.
It does take
a while. I do want to do a video. I did want to do a video of Hello Hallelujah, and I have so many visions for it. But trying to financially get it together and, you know, the money is the issue because a lot of times you go to these different places and they want like $10,000 or, you know, $8,000. You're like, really? You want that much? It's like, okay, I'll just do pictures off of the internet. I'll just do it
exactly,
that
right?
That's great. That's great.
I hear you. It's outrageous sometimes, and it's just so expensive
it is.
To do anything, I feel. But, you know, just I love what you do, though. You know, you make it work. You know, you put out great music for everybody, and that's really all you could hope for. So, you know, check out the music, guys.
Well, thank you.
Y'all will love it. You're very, very welcome. And you're just awesome. So.
Oh, well, thank you. So are you, Josie. None of us would be here without you, so thank you. I just want to say thank you for what you do because you've been here many years, and I think I was here right after you first started. And you have grown so much and have done such a wonderful job. So thank you.
Aw, thank you. Well, that's so sweet. Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's why I do it is because I get to meet all you awesome, like, artists out there. And we still, like, have a friendship afterwards. You know what I mean? That's
right.
What I think is the coolest thing ever. So that's what I do it for and to promote the great music. So
right.
I love
well, you know,
it, and I'm so glad that we were able to have you. Mm-hmm.
The artists that you have that are in your, like, your area, you know, when they come to listen to you and not just all of them, they're very, what's the word I'm looking for? None of them want to hurt the other person. Everybody is for everybody. They want to help everybody. So that's a nice thing because there's a lot of, like, competition out there. People think that you have to be in competition, you know, and you don't. You know, I mean, a lot of times it's just like, you know, hey, you know, do you have a show that somebody needs somebody? And if they do, you know, like, hey, I've got an opening. Do you want to come? Or are you in the area? Can you do this? You know, and it just makes life so much easier to work with people than it is to be against people or try to be in competition with people.
So true.
So, and you've got a lot of artists out there that are just wonderful. They really are.
Yes, that's what I love. I mean, absolutely, it is. I mean, if it got, you know, to the point where there was, you know, hate and, you know, just all sorts of ugliness and, you know, people just, you know, bashing each other, I don't think it would be fun anymore. You know what I mean? I think I would, like, just be like, okay, this is not what I got into it for, y'all. Hold up. But, you know, so far everyone has just been amazing. And I think it's just the people that, you know, we surround ourselves with, you know, they're all very, you know, gracious and humble.
Right.
It's important. I feel like it's important, you know, in the music business, you get farther that way, you know?
You do.
You have a better attitude. Yeah. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Which you do. So that's why we've had you on the show like a million bajillion times.
And I'm not young. Let me put it out there. I am not young. I look young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Nuh-uh.
people
not true. Not true.
What? I don't look young?
No. I mean, you do look young. What did you say?
I said I'm not young, but I look young.
Oh, well, yeah. I was like, wait, what? Yes.
Wait a minute. Say it again. I'm getting in trouble here. Say
I know.
Again.
I was like, wait. What? I was like, excuse me? No. Oh, it's so true. Well, you're super talented, and you're just stunning person, and I just absolutely love every time that we meet. So I'm so excited to be able to have you, you know, at the award show this year again, so I'm able to give you another hug.
Another picture.
completely, I know, right?
Actually,
completely excited.
The picture that you see here in the chat room is actually the picture from last year, from you and I.
Ooh. Oh, that's so cute. Really? I love that picture. Oh, my goodness.
So that's a year ago. So how old do I look in that picture?
I love that picture. Yes. That was so much fun.
Little kid there.
Right? It was so much fun. You could see the big smile on my face because I got to see you. Like, you could totally tell. I'm, like, teasing away. I'm like, I got to meet Debbie Kelly today.
Well, this is actually the first time we ever met in person. I mean, how long have I known you? Many years. When did you start?
Goodness.
How long have you been on the radio?
Like what? Like 8 years? It was like 8 years.
Yeah, well, how long have you been on the radio?
8 years. Yeah.
Okay, so it's probably about 7.5 years that we've known each other.
Yeah.
Because it was
so
a few
crazy.
Months right after you started. So, wow.
Oh,
long time.
So
I'm still friends.
It was. I know. It was a long time. It was like a long time. And then that was like the first time that we actually like got to meet. And it was just the coolest thing ever.
Yep.
It was so much fun. So you were just, listen, guys, I'm telling you guys, she is as sweet as she seems. Okay. She is.
I'm even sweeter in person.
For sure. And you know, we're so you're so awesome. I just love you. I'm so excited to have another song of yours here that we're going to play called Through the Rain. So how about we play this and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Let's just do it. Perfect. Here we go. Debbie Kelly, Through the Rain, and we'll be right back in just a moment. Stay right there, everybody.
How will I be able to go on, and how do I stop the pain? From the moment I knew it had to be you, and now I'm trying to see through the rain. Yeah, I'm trying to see through the rain. Thank you.
and we are back. That was Through the Rain by the fabulous Debbie Kelly, and we're back with her right now. And we are running out of time, but I want to thank you so, so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. And please come back on anytime, okay?
I will. Thank you for having me. It's been a wonderful time. Anytime you have availability and you need someone else on your show, call me. I'm available.
Absolutely. You know I will. Don't even, you know, you don't even have to say anything because I'm going to take you up on that offer anytime.
Yes, you have my number. You can just say, hey, we need somebody tonight. We need a fill-in, and you can call me.
Perfect. You're awesome. Thank you so, so much. We're definitely going to take you up on that offer. So I can't wait to chat with you again, and I'll see you in September.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Tina. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
July, folks.
All right, have a
bye-bye.
Great 4th of July. Bye.
Bye, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Debbie Kelly, we just love her. She's part of the fam, for sure. She's phenomenal. So we're super excited that I got to chat with her and catch up with her. And I was saying in the chat room, I think that my earpiece, I think my dog, Destiny, got to it because it's like when someone's talking, I hear like sometimes like it's like breaking up. So I'm going to need to buy myself a new one. Amazon, you're my friend. So I'm going to have to check that out after the show. But yes, I had so much fun chatting with my fabuloso guests tonight. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a happy and safe 4th of July with all of your loved ones and friends. We love you all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks again to my great guests, Jack Phillips and Debbie Kelly. We will see y'all very, very soon. Love y'all. Mwah! Good night.